CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have in the booth with me today Maureen Quigg, and she's a volunteer for the Canadian Cancer Society, and we're going to talk about the daffodil campaign. So it's almost spring, so welcome, Maureen.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, indeed, the daffodil campaign for the Canadian Cancer Society is underway now. At the moment, we're taking orders. Your neighbors are going around from door to door or telephoning you in Lennoxville, in Barrie, Cookshire, Sawyerville, Birchton, Bulwer, Earlstown, Milby, Huntingville, Hatley, North Hatley, and Ayerscliff. The price this year for the flowers is same as it's been for the last few years. It's $10 for a beautiful bouquet of yellow daffodils. And the deadline to put in orders is the 26th of March.
Mm-hmm.
In case anyone has not been contacted by a canvasser to place an order, on Wednesday, April the 3rd, they can pick up orders at the Provigo grocery store in Lennoxville between 10 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. There will be volunteers there, and they will have plenty of flowers available for you to buy them. The money raised through the daffodil mm-hmm. campaign is used for research, for prevention, for education, for support, and advocacy. We in Lennoxville have been a unique way of doing it. We canvass people, we go to the local businesses to get orders, and then they're delivered to you or to the place of work, which is quite different from the rest of Sherbrooke, where people can get their daffodils, but at a local grocery store or at a bank or at a shopping mall. But because of the direct approach we have in the past years, our campaigns have been very successful, and each year they become a little bit more successful.
That's great. Good. I like the direct approach because people hear about it, and it's definitely a sign of spring for me when I see those yellow daffodils. I know that spring is definitely almost here.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because daffodils were chosen because mm-hmm. they kind of represent strength and courage in the fight against cancer. And a lot of the daffodils we get often come from British Columbia, mm-hmm. and they survive the winters there. They can push up through the snow, and even if they're budded, they don't freeze, they don't die off. And it's just that strength and courage has sort of been symbolized a little bit by the flower itself, which is why it's used by the Cancer Society.
Great. I think that's a great symbol because I don't think there's any family that doesn't have a member in the family or a friend, a close friend, that hasn't encountered cancer some way.
Well, you're quite right about that. Mm-hmm. Everybody has been touched, as you say, whether it's personally, whether it's a friend, whether it's a co-worker, and sometimes we just hear about people we know, maybe not so well, but we hear about the difficult times they're going through. Mm-hmm. And so I think we all know that this is a fight worth fighting because we have made great progress in recent years. And I think we need to continue because there are still cancers out there that need to be, we have to find a cure for it.
Exactly. And the progress is just, it's really quite phenomenal when you look back just a few years.
Indeed. For mm-hmm. various cancers, from prostate cancer to breast cancer to a certain number of others, you know, the cure rates have gone up quite a bit. And so it's partly because of the research that's been done to determine causes, to find better treatments. All are funded by the Canadian Cancer Society. I mean, other organizations mm-hmm. do funding too. Governments do some funding. But the Cancer Society is a principal funder.
And that's a great way for people to help. It doesn't certainly cost much. I mean, $10 for a beautiful bouquet. And whether you can afford one bouquet or three or four, whatever. But you're helping.
It's as many as you want. Yeah. We will be happy to give you. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's also it's the support that they give to people suffering from cancer and to their families who are the caregivers. Mm-hmm. There's support in different ways that is given by the Cancer Society. And when families are going through such difficult, stressful times, to have that support out there, to have someone to help you as you weave your way through the system and so on, it's a really good thing to have.
It is, and it's attacking, you know, cancer on so many different levels too, not just research, but education and prevention and support.
Yeah, interesting thing too. Some of the priorities in Quebec, areas where they mm-hmm. have placed priorities, has been like in tobacco use and palliative care and support for family caregivers, because sometimes for caregivers, the demands can be such that they just get worn out, mm-hmm. and to know that there's someone there to help you if you need it, to provide the care you need for your loved one. And in the area of tobacco, you know, a lot of young people these days are turning to these vape cigarettes, mm-hmm. and we don't know all there is to know about what the effects long term are on using this. And I think that's why the education campaign to try and sensitize young people, because they seem to be the ones who are turning quite a bit to using this type of cigarette. So I think the education they're trying to do with the young people to encourage them not to even give it a try.
Mm-hmm. It's so important to get people when they're young too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because that's a vulnerable time. And as we know, tobacco is highly addictive.
It is.
And so the younger you start, it seems to be that you become very addicted much more quickly. So mm-hmm. The idea of educating young people through our, you know, programs, public programs, media, in schools and so on, it all is critical.
It's so important. Mm-hmm. And you've been a volunteer, Maureen, for how many years?
I've lost track. It's been, I guess it must be coming between 15 and 20 years, somewhere in there.
That's amazing. Yeah. There's an amazing group here in Lennox.
Well, we have volunteer. A wonderful, very committed committee mm-hmm. that kind of does the organization. And then beyond that, we must have close to about 100 other volunteers who will do canvassing, who will do deliveries, who will help with publicity. Some people help with computer work because we, you know, to do our mm-hmm. posters or to do other forms that we need to do and things. There are just so many people that are willing to work, and it's people don't say no. It's just, and again, we go back mm-hmm. to the fact that we're all touched by cancer in some way or other. We ask people to help, and they'll do what they can. And sometimes somebody will say, well, I could telephone, but I really can't get out to do a delivery. So we find somebody else to do a delivery. Mm-hmm. And it's not a difficulty to work on this committee and with this group of people, because our volunteers make it just a joy.
Oh, that's wonderful. And I can just see you have such a positive attitude, too. So that makes a huge difference.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting thing. You know, I think all of us, we're looking for solutions mm-hmm. for, you know, trying to find a cure for cancer. And I think we're all part of the solution in a way, because by buying these daffodils, we're contributing to finding the solution. So together we can all work to save lives.
Exactly.
And that's, I think, something all of us want to do.
Exactly.
In whatever way we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes people feel like they're having a chance to fight it, too.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, I'm allergic to flowers, or I don't know what to do with them. We always suggest, well, maybe you know somebody who would really appreciate them, who maybe won't be able to get them themselves. So
exactly.
Even if... you know, it's maybe not something that you can have in your home for a variety of reasons. You can always find somebody else that will enjoy them if you want to gift them to them.
Exactly. And people in the hospital or, you know,
yes,
different
exactly.
places like that.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You
yeah, just
great idea.
Put them in a nice little vase, and mm-hmm. they keep quite well, too, for a few days, as long as it's not too hot and dry where you are. Another little trick some people might be interested in knowing when they're placing their orders is, if you buy some extra daffodils, put them in a brown paper bag, and put them in the crisper drawer in your refrigerator, mm-hmm. they'll keep for another 4 or 5 days before they start to open. And so what I do is I put some of mine in vases right away, and then when they're finished, then I take out the next ones, trim a little bit off the bottom of the stems, put them in water, and so for about another 4, 5, 6 days or so, I have more fresh flowers. So
that's a great tip.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes you mm-hmm. buy one bouquet and you're enjoying them and you wish they'd last longer. But like any cut flower, they have a limited life. Mm-hmm. And by doing this, the important thing is to not put them in plastic. Put them in a paper bag and in the crisper drawer in your refrigerator.
Okay.
And they will keep.
Good. That makes a big difference, too. So no plastic.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to having people buy lots of daffodils so that we can reach another new goal we've set for ourselves this year. And with the help and the support of all the people in the community, I'm pretty sure we're going to do that.
That's great. And I'm sure it's growing throughout the years, too. It's
each year, you know, we started with a certain goal and then it went up a little bit and up a little bit. And every year we up our goal a little bit. And pretty much every year we've been able to achieve the new goal. So we're hoping we will this year, too.
That's wonderful. Really happy about that.
All the people who support us in whatever way they can, by volunteering, by buying the flowers, we want to say thank you very much because you are the ones that make the campaign so successful.
Oh, thank you, Maureen, and the group of volunteers you work with. Anything else you'd like to add before we go?
I don't think so. As I say, I think it's just so important to stress what the people who work with us, all the volunteers do. I think that's, as I said before, that's what makes it a success. And also the fact that people are so willing to buy the flowers too, of course.
Yeah, they are. Well, why not?
Why not indeed? I know. You can never have too many.
Especially
in the end of the month of March. And the delivery date, and maybe I just go over that again.
Sure.
The delivery date for most places is the 3rd of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then for those that have to go to the two stores, in the one in Barrie and the one in North Hatley, those are on the 4th of April.
Okay.
So
what day of the week is that?
Wednesday is the 3rd of April and Thursday is the 4th of April.
Okay. Good.
And again, in Provigo, it'll be on Wednesday the 3rd that there'll be a table there from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m.
Okay. Good information. Well, thanks, Maureen.
Well, thank you.